the new Georgia law imposes voter ID requirements for absentee voting and would limit the use of ballot drop boxes and disqualify voters who cast ballots outside their precincts. Even though lines for voting in urban areas sometimes last for hours, volunteers would be barred from providing food or drinks to people waiting to vote. As of now, legislative measures that would limit ballot access are moving through 47 state houses. Democratic Illinois Senator Dick Durbin.
Most recently, through a scourge of voter suppression laws introduced in state capitals across America. Just this year, more than 360 bills with restrictive voting provisions have been introduced in 47 states. These new pieces of legislation may not involve literacy tests or counting the number of jelly beans in a jar like the original Jim Crow, but make no mistake, they are a deliberate effort to suppress voters of color.
One Texas bill would criminalize the distribution of applications for absentee ballots. 65% of absentee voters in Georgia voted for President Biden, and 35% voted for Donald Trump. Georgia Senator the Reverend Raphael Warnock, elected in a special election in January, is warning against what he calls the new Jim Crow. He told the Senate Judiciary Committee that after their losses last November, Republicans failed to do any soul searching about changes they should make, and rather introduced hundreds of bills in state legislatures to restrict voting.
Instead, they got busy changing the rules as if the democracy belongs to them and not the people. We've seen voter suppression bills since the election in November and January all across this country. 360 voter suppression bills in 47 states, an increase of 100 bills since I highlighted this issue on the Senate floor just a month ago.
Georgia State Representative Jan Jones, the number two Republican in the legislature, defended her state's law at the hearing. She said the measures put in place in response to the 2020 election make it easier to vote and harder to cheat. Georgia Republicans have said the changes were in response to a lack of confidence in Georgia election systems, despite the fact that there were no major problems reported in the 2020 election. President Joe Biden's electoral victory in the state was confirmed by three separate counts of the vote. Stacey Abrams, a voting rights advocate in Georgia, responds to Republican North Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham about the Republican motivation for these voting laws.
I have seen it happen sometimes that they are. I've seen other bills that have been truly bipartisan in nature.
For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Witte.